This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Coffee to start one's day, of course, at least for yours truly. Tea, perhaps, for some of you. Orange juice, maybe for others. 90%, plus or minus, of the OJ that we drink in this country comes from oranges grown in Florida, where the harvest is in full swing. But the crop down there has been hammered the past couple of years by a bacteria that has killed hundreds of thousands of orange trees. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith took a little road trip to check it out.
Orange farmer Mark Wheeler is scouting for disease. We're in his grove of Valencia orange trees near the town of Dundee in central Florida. A small red tractor with a giant fan attached to it is grinding its way along the white sand rows between the trees. It's spraying nutrients onto the leaves.
Which kind of helps bring the tree around, gives it a little shot in the arm, basically.
Like a multivitamin.
Exactly.
Wheeler is using the spray to help fight a disease called greening. It's a bacteria that's moved from tree to tree by a small mosquito-like bug. It grows inside the tree and blocks its arteries, and the tree starts having trouble moving nutrients from leaf to root. Eventually, it starves to death.
I mean, it is just taking areas out completely, killing the trees.
Wheeler spots an infected tree. It has shriveled, yellowing leaves that are the hallmark of the disease, as well as small, misshapen fruit that falls easily off the tree.
We are losing trees, losing crop, losing yield.
Matthew Saloy is an economist at the Florida Department of Citrus. He says since greening was discovered in the state about 8 years ago, orange production has been cut in half. And because of treatments like the nutritional spray, the cost of producing those oranges has doubled.
In an effort to combat greening and care for the tree to maintain its health for as long as possible, growers are taking on added costs.
And that's been hard on the companies that buy those oranges and squeeze them into juice. At Peace River Citrus Products in Bartow, Florida, oranges are trucked in from all over the state. They're taken up a giant elevator, cleaned, sliced, and squeezed into millions of gallons of juice every day. Peace River produces orange juice for Coca-Cola's Simply and Minute Maid brands, among others. Andrew Taylor is the CFO.
When I got into the business back in the late 1980s, there were 30 companies in the citrus processing side of the business. Today, there are seven.
Taylor says greening means farmers have less fruit to sell him, and the fruit they do have is often smaller, less sweet, and more expensive.
Those changes can wipe out your margins unless you're in a position where you're managing that price risk.
One way Peace River is managing that risk is with the futures market. Processors can buy contracts to deliver orange juice months in advance to help them lock in a price and hopefully a profit. But the greening disease is affecting that market too. James Cordier is a commodities trader. He's been buying and selling orange juice contracts for more than 20 years.
Trading right now in orange juice is the smallest I've seen it. You know, it's down to trading sometimes 1,000 or 1,500 contracts a day, half of what it was just a few years ago.
Cordier says the market usually rallies when there's a freak storm or a freeze because processors are motivated to lock in prices for the next season. But as Florida's orange production has steadily declined, so have the number of orange juice contracts. At the same time, the dwindling crop yields have pushed up the price of the juice we buy at the store.
But what's happened in orange juice consumption over the last 2 years, it's just fallen off dramatically. Orange juice is one of the most expensive items a purchaser can bring out of the grocery store.
But we still love our juice. Americans consume more than 500 million gallons of OJ every year, and companies want to make sure they'll have the oranges to meet that demand. So some are starting to grow their own. Coca-Cola is teaming up with Peace River to plant 25,000 new acres of orange groves. That should help it control costs and production at a time when many orange farmers are going under.
We've got about 180 acres of young trees here.
Farmer Mark Wheeler says he's not worried about Coke becoming a competitor. At his grove in Dundee, Florida, Wheeler shows off thousands of new plantings. But as we're looking over the rows of chest-high orange trees, Wheeler spots signs of greening.
And just how light the leaves are on this branch, really, the greening on it really comes into display here. And you can see it on the one over there as well. A lot of fruit on the ground already.
Wheeler says greening has changed the economics of the entire orange juice business. His family has even been forced to sell some of their groves. He says his family will never stop growing oranges, but they have diversified. They're farming trees for lumber, and they've just started growing peaches. In Dundee, Florida, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.